What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Friday, May 8th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Several trends get additional data points. Jedi is back, and this time it's petty. And our Cuban secret shops in Dallas. This is the Business of Tech. To start off, we're going to do a following trends segment. That's a rapid-fire catch-up on things that have happened. Facebook and Google are now on the list of allowing employees to work from home until the end of the year. Zoom just acquired identity service Keybase as part of their security push, which will allow an option for full end-to-end encryption of meetings when the technology is integrated. Senator Markey has introduced a new bill to require the FCC to study how the pandemic has impacted the lives of those using the internet to learn and work from home, with a focus on then laying out a roadmap for providing universal internet access across the country. Datto has canceled the in-person DattoCon event scheduled for June. And new research from Research in Markets says the global cybersecurity market is forecast to grow slower than previously predicted. So why do we care? I've touched on each of these stories in recent days, so this is a series of updates. And what they show is there's motion forward. That's the takeaway. Each of these is one more data point on the already established trend. They're also important quick updates. Because we haven't heard from them in a while, let's update on JEDI, that enterprise cloud contract for the Pentagon being disputed by Amazon after being awarded to Microsoft. The dispute has two new updates. First, Amazon filed a confidential protest this week. And second, the dispute took to blogs as Microsoft accused Amazon of attempting to, quote, find a way to avoid the consequences of its own bad business decisions, end quote. Amazon fired back in a statement, quote, anybody who studied the cloud computing space will tell you that AWS has a much more functional, capable, cost-effective, and operationally strong offering, end quote. And then in a blog post of their own included citing, quote, spotty operational performance during the COVID-19 crisis, end quote. Why do we care? As ever, the first statement is get your popcorn. This is entertaining. What happens when two companies duke it out on blogs? You get this. There's something personal going on here in many ways. From the president getting involved with Amazon in general to these shots across the bow, it appears this is an active dislike. PR lesson. Nobody wins in the court of public approval when you take childish shots at each other. But then again, you do get attention. Links in the show notes if you want to read more. Rounding out the week was something from a different source. Mark Cuban posted on his blog that he hired a team of secret shoppers to look into what businesses reopening in Dallas meant, focusing on if they were opening, what precautions they were taking, and were the employees in safe environments. To quote Cuban, "I wanted to know if these are places I would feel safe taking my family to." Some notes. 36% of restaurants reopened on the opening weekend. There is a wide range of safety protocol compliance, and that compliance is not consistent across a national brand. He posted the results in a blog post, and I put the link in the show notes. Why do we care? The first thought is that in the list of protocols, there are obvious areas for technology providers to help, such as signage, which could be digital, contactless payments, and capacity management. The second is about the reality of speed of reopening. Only 36% were open. Was that due to hesitancy, staffing, cash, all of the above? This is going to be slower than many would like nor predict. Look for more thoughts on customers in an editorial for this weekend. Today's episode is brought to you by CryptoStopper. As you see all too frequently, ransomware continues to bypass antivirus and malware protection. Backups only help you clean up the mess. That is, if they aren't wiped out during the attack. CryptoStopper is specifically designed to add a layer of protection beyond antivirus and anti-malware by detecting and stopping actively running ransomware on a network in less than a second. It uses bait files to detect and stop ransomware and runs parallel to and as part of your current security stack. Add CryptoStopper as protection to an unavoidable threat, differentiating your service offering and allowing you to secure your customers and their trust. For more information or to get a 4-month free trial, visit getcryptostopper.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Catch an editorial this weekend, and I will talk to you again with a regular show on Monday.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.